spell. Fill in the blank. If you just about do something, but not quite, then you do that thing.
Did you say cut yourself?
No, slip, or if you just about do anything, but not quite do anything, then you have blank something. You've done something.
Oh, I could have had a blackout. I could have had a fall.
Okay, think of this sentence. If I say, that ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but I fell 3 or 4 times.
Well, that's why I'm talking about a blackout, what we call a blackout.
A blackout? Okay. If someone's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him, and he calls and he goes, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, yeah, I'll be with you.
I'll be with you in just a few minutes.
And now, you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure how much more distance you have to cover. So you might stop and say to somebody, hey,
how far is it to Anniston?
Okay. If you're pointing out something nearby, you might say,
what is that over there? Who lives over there?
No, but you're pointing it out to me. You're wanting me to look over there. So
oh, yeah.
What you say?
Look, isn't that a beautiful tree over there?
But you want me to, and I know it's a beautiful tree, but you want me to turn my head, so what would you say?
I said, look at that beautiful tree over there.
Okay.
I'll wait a little more and you can see it.
Okay, if you want to know how many times you say, let's say we're talking about going to town, you go, and you're talking about frequency or something like that, you might say, how do you go to town?
Well,
how frequently or how, some other word, do you go to town?
How do you go to the office? By taxi, by bus, or you have your own car? How do you go to town?
Do you go to town quite a bit?
Yeah. Go to town twice, every day.
3-4 times a day. So I'd say that you go frequently, or I'd say you make that trip quite
often.
You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. So you go, what would you say if you're telling me that you agree with me and you're not going to either, and I go, I'm not going to vote for that guy, and you'll go,
I'm going on.
No, you're saying, you're getting ready to tell me I'm not going to vote for that guy either, but you're just going to say it.
No, I'm not going to wait on him. I'm going.
Okay, Okay, you might say, neither am I, or me neither. Which one would you say more?
Neither am I.
Neither am I? Okay. What's this part of my body?
Forward.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that because I skipped everything. What do you call that part of my body?
Well, that's what I call my forearm.
Okay, that's what I call it too. I couldn't hear you. And what's this?
That's your hair.
Okay, and what's the stuff you shave every morning?
Oh, that's my hair.
No, I'm
beard.
What's this?
Ear.
Which one?
Well, that's the lobe.
Lobe of
the right ear.
And what's this here?
Lobe of the left ear.
Okay. Now, someone's mumbling. You might say, get that gum out of your...
Get that gum out of your mouth and talk the way I can hear you.
Okay. Now, what's this?
Adam's apple.
Okay, are the whole...